Welcome for this new episode. Thank you guys for taking the time with me today. So today we are with Negotium Technology. I'm with Eric Baudry and Sébastien Levert. So guys, thank you.
Welcome.
Can you introduce yourself? So Eric, maybe you can start.
I'm Eric Baudry, VP Transformation and Innovation at Negotium Technology, managing a group of about 30 person dealing with technology, mostly on the Microsoft field.
Cool. Seth?
Sébastien Levert, I am the Development and Solutions Director for all of our development effort at Negotium Technologies. I am also a product owner of one of our products, so we'll have a chat about that today. And I am also a Office Servers and Services MVP at Microsoft.
Cool. So maybe you can talk about Negotium, Eric?
Negotium, yeah. an IT firm. As I said, working with Microsoft Technologies, mostly now transforming into building products and solutions on the cloud. For that, as Sébastien told us, we have implemented an agile methodology where we are creating new roles like product owners, PO, and delivery owners for the delivery with our clients based on the same kind of methodology. With some difference in terms of how the product needs to be living through time, and a delivery for a client is mostly attached to a single delivery to a client.
Cool. So you talk about creating new role, right? So we can talk about shift inside the company?
Yeah, we're shifting from a project-based company to a more product-based company, which is a huge transformation, a huge transition from one model to the next one.
Okay,
a new one, let's say.
So, Seb, you said you're a director, right?
Yeah.
Product director, and you're the VP. So, or you can collaborate together. I guess you're more the business side, right? Yeah. And more the technical side.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or maybe you're still training or you can work together, I don't know. But or you can collaborate together with your team. You talk about 30 people in your team, right? Yeah. So yeah, can you talk me more about the collaboration between you two?
Yeah, sure. We are working very closely together to make sure that the strategy we're putting on, shifting from the consulting services side of things to the product side of things, makes sense. Because we can't make a shift in a second, now we're doing product. So we have a methodology where we want to have an hybrid scenario where we can leverage our knowledge of consulting or integration into different systems to learn from those experiences, to build those new knowledge in our product side. So that's what we're working on, Eric and I, to make sure that what we do now is impacting what we will do in the future. So that's how we work closely together. In the team, it's sure that there's a lot of methodology that needs to be put in. We're in a agile methodology, we're doing Scrum, and we're also using Scrum bands for some of our clients where we have a more lightweight version of Scrum. Those two teams, like a delivery team and a product team, are working very closely together, which builds in fact a good team spirit. And this team spirit builds also a knowledge of wanting to deliver good products to our customers.
Yeah.
And by building good products, it means we need to have a way to do the loop, to iterate through what we're doing. Like we did it in the consulting services, now we need to do it in our products. We need to understand what's going on, what is happening, how our clients are using the product, how can we get feedback from our clients to make sure that the products we're building for them are useful. And By using the agile methodology, I think we're in a good way. We can understand what's going on, and using lots of technologies around Microsoft, like Azure or Visual Studio Team Services, will help us in making this shift a successful shift.
Yeah. Okay. One of the things that we're trying to do, is bringing the what we learned from our clients in the EPG sector, large enterprise, to the upper mid-market.
Okay.
Those people that maybe not capable or don't really want to make the investment of bringing a whole team inside their company to build a huge new system, they want to, let's say, leverage what is happening in those large enterprises and make it happen in their companies. So by bringing that IP that we created from those large enterprise projects inside some solutions, we can resell the solution to these people at a lower cost for them to integrate in their enterprise.
Cool. And guys, we talk about off record about the MVP. I know you're using this methodology. Yep. I think it's very interesting. So can you talk me on business wise, or you think about it, and technical wise, you implement it?
So yeah, let's first clarify MVP.
Yeah, sure.
Minimal viable product.
Yeah.
So the idea behind the MVP is to make sure that we add the most value with the least time spent on the product.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really business oriented. Adding value is not adding more line of codes. It's adding business value to the end user.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how we define the first version, how we build the first version, how we deploy it, and how we collect feedback from the user to make the next version of the product or the feature that we're deploying.
So it's a great asset for the time to market really faster.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of spending, let's say, 9 months to deliver a project, we can have something out in the field in a couple of weeks, and then we get the feedback and we adjust. So instead of learning nine months later that the project wasn't exactly on track or answering the right business need, now we do have the right adjustment much quicker. So we also call that fail fast.
Yeah.
So if we have to fail, we don't fail in 9 months, spending 9 months of money. Instead, we fail, let's say, in 2 weeks, and we can really adjust and reorient the development.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And on the technical side, how we can manage that?
Currently, our team is working there because they're working in sprints.
Yeah.
We have someone in out which is responsible for everything related to continuous integration, continuous deployment. So we have a release pipeline that allows us to check in code and to make sure that this code can or cannot be pushed into production at our clients or into our own SaaS offering that we're offering to our clients. So we make sure that when we're building code and we're ready to ship, when we have a version that is ready to ship, product owner is all right with shipping that version of the product, then everything happens automatically. So it means that we're pushing it fast to production, getting feedback also very fast on how it's working. So by doing all of this process, it may be a bit, there's really a cost issue to implement it at first, because you need to have all the good mechanics to make sure that you can ship your code from your developer environment to straight to
the hands of the customer.
Exactly. Yeah. But when it's done, you get so much value out of this methodology that you cannot live without it. Now, if I don't have all of my reports at the end of the month, saying what are the fails of the product, where we should get better, what are the good points, what are the end points that are really hit by the customer and everything, if I don't have that, I cannot know where I want to go.
Yeah.
I need to understand how the client is using that product, especially in a SaaS offering. When we're using a SaaS offering, everybody can use it. Everybody can use it in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Want to make sure that all of the aspects of the product are used. If they're not, why? How can we enhance this or this part of the application to make sure that it is useful for the client and he gets value out of it? And it's always a notion of value. If I don't give value to the customer, I cannot live with that product. I won't build a product that doesn't give any value to my customer. So that's how I can get feedback. And this feedback will enhance the product. And the customers, by using the product, are, even if they don't know, they help to shape the future of that same product. And that is very cool.
Cool. Thank you very much, Guy. I know you have a blog, right? You're blogging about this stuff, yeah?
Absolutely.
So it's on your website?
Yeah, it's on blog.negotium.com. Yeah. It is a cross technologies blog, so we're talking about pretty much everything around Microsoft, including ERP, Office 365, SharePoint, Azure, Windows, anything. So yeah, that's where we're giving back to the community.
Cool. Thank you for your time, guys.
Thank you, Jim.